Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. The International Book Fair of Havana 2020 is set to present a more modern and updated image, which will set guidelines for the coming years without losing its recognized attributes. The president of the Cuban Chamber of the Book, Sonia Almaguer Dana, has acknowledged that with the graphic components incorporated into the general concept, the Caribbean nation as host, the literary character of the event, and the guest country of honor in each edition are highlighted. Designer Thais Maria Garcia disclosed that this year's poster will reflect guest country Vietnam, with elements such as the star of its national flag, an ancestral drum, and references to its typical tapestries. Since its 29th edition, which will open on February the 6th, the fair, with its motto, "To Read is to Grow," will have a promotional campaign whose design will change with each guest country of honor, and it will have guidelines for the provinces.
A ti te gusta mucho, Carola, el son de altura, con sabrosura, baila.
Recognized as the maximum exponent of the Cuban guaracha, guitarist and composer Benito Antonio Fernandez Ortiz, better known as Nico Saquito, was born in Santiago de Cuba on February the 13th, 1901, and he died in August the 4th, 1982. Saquito composed more than 500 songs covering the entire range of Cuban popular music, including the music of the campesino or countryside. His compositions have joined the repertoires of the most important artists and national groups, both in Cuba and abroad. He was a composer of Cuban grace, cultivated a fine mocking and sparkling humor that narrates in his compositions the most sympathetic traditional chronicles of the island. His personal life, that of his acquaintances, both common or unique events, were the inspiration for his work. When the name of Nico Saquito is mentioned, the song "Take Care, Old Cork," or "Cuidadito, Compay Gallo," is immediately remembered. This he composed in 1936, and it became a piece of some notoriety through the voices and guitars of the Matamoros Trio, who made it popular. Other pieces included the famous "Maria Cristina," which has been sealed in the memory of the Cubans, while "The Sway of My Cart" and "Goodbye, Compay Gato" were also successful. Several foreign singers were inspired by the Cuban genius. They recorded famous songs of the time, such as "Walk Like Chencha La Gamba," "Mi Cinturita," and "I'm Leaving for the Moon." The Mexican trio Los Panchos, especially, made thousands of fans with "Silverio, Facundo y La Luna." My songs are born from bliss, from a story I hear anywhere, from a joke, and of course from the joys and worries that have come to me at some point in my life. But all have popular roots. Hence, the multiplicity of his guarachas, guajiras, boleros. In them, the Cubano himself is reflected, his daily life, since his music is a reflection of his personal idiosyncrasies. The nickname of Nico Saquito came from his ability playing baseball in the stadiums of his native Santiago de Cuba. Someone commented that it seems he had a bag in his hand in the game, and he stayed with the name forever. His fondness for sport would be replaced by music. In the first decades of the 20th century, when the Antillean island was overflowing with singer-songwriters, Nico Saquito rose through the musical competition of the country. Both his mother and his aunt were voices in the Santiago neighborhood of Tivoli, and he sucked up the musical traditions of his city. In 1928, he began, he stated, out as a troubadour with the Cuarteto Castillo, of which he was director and second voice. Subsequently, he was part of the typical Oriental group led by Guillermo Mozo, with whom he made his first trip to Havana. After this experience, he returned to his home province and founded Los Guaracheros de Oriente, with whom he performed in Cuba, Puerto Rico, and Venezuela in the 1950s. Nico Saquito alternated with El Madrugador or José Ramón Sánchez, Selena González y Rui Tillo, Mercedes Valdés, Sinin Suárez, and Obdulio Morales, amongst other renowned musicians. Until his death, he worked in the emblematic bar-restaurant La Bodeguita del Medio in Old Havana. His creations have remained throughout the times in the invariable repertoire of great performers such as Benny Moray, Compay Segundo, Seteto Ignacio Pinheiro, to mention a few. Numerous films of Latin American cinema feature his work in their soundtracks. Identified as the musical representation par excellence in China, the world-famous Beijing Opera, Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity, will be performing this weekend in the Avellaneda Hall of the National Theatre of Cuba. The performance will take place during the traditional Chinese cultural gala on the occasion of the 60th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and Cuba. Organized by the Ministry of Culture of Cuba, or Mincult, and the Chinese Embassy, the cultural gala also celebrates the Chinese Spring Festival, which will be on January the 25th, 2020, and marks the beginning of the year 4718 of the traditional Chinese calendar. To celebrate the 6 decades of friendship between the two nations, other activities will take place, not the least the Culinary Festival, which will be held in the National Hotel from January the 17th to the 19th.
Mariposa de lindos colores que en mi patio cantas al atardecer. Mariposa, ay, si tú pudieras decirle en tu canto mi cruel padecer. Mariposa de lindo plumaje, que suave y que dulce es tu lindo cantar.
The call for the Cubo Disco 2020 Prize, the most important event of the Cuban record industry, has been announced at the headquarters of the Cuban Institute of Music, the main organizer of the cultural event, and will be dedicated to the great pianist Ernesto Lecuona and Adolfo Guzman, and Spain as a guest country of honor. Referring to the purposes of Cuba Disco, Jorge Gomez, chairman of the Cuba Disco Prize, said, "We are interested above all in looking at the Cuban record industry." And regarding the award, he said, "Our decisions have always been transparent. We are not perfect, nor do we believe it. Nor do I believe that in other competitions the decisions of the jurors please everyone. That is very difficult. What I can assure you is that we have always been as fair as possible." The moment was propitious for executives of Cuba Disco 2020 to advance details of the contest. Thus it was known that edition 24 will take place between May the 16th and 23rd, and that the guest country of honour is, as I mentioned, Spain. Jorge Gomez continued, "We want to rescue the trade fair, that it represents as much as possible the years in which the provincial centres of music participated with their record production and artists, together with our record labels, including foreign ones. The headquarters of the trade fair will again be the Cuba Pavilion. As part of the program, we want to make a great tribute concert to Ernesto Lecuona, who had a lot to do with the knowledge of the music of the two countries, and it is the centenary year of Adolfo Guzman. We will have, of course, the symposium, time to talk about the roots that have always existed between Spanish music and ours. And we will add to the professionals of the first line meeting to work together for the present and the future of the Cuban album and music. The inscriptions of the work in the contest will be realized in the offices of the Cuba Disco Prize. Email cubadisco@icm.cu. Those interested in participating have from January the 15th to February the 15th to present their proposals in the different categories to compete, provided that the discs or audiovisual materials have been published between the 1st of January and the 31st, 2019. Likewise, albums will be proposed in the International Prize category. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.